Liz Joy is running for Congress in New York's 20th District against Paul Tucker, who has been in office since 2009. Liz, let me ask you this. We've had more than 200,000 deaths in America from COVID-19 so far, and the pandemic has decimated state and local budgets in New York and within the 20th House District. But Republicans in Washington have not passed a COVID relief bill after House Democrats passed the HEROES Act in May. What would you be doing if you were in Congress right now? Would you take a different tact? And as you know, Andrew Cuomo keeps saying, we can't balance the state budget without federal money. What would you make of that?
I think that I do agree, actually, with giving some sort of aid and relief to the municipalities and the cities here in the 20th district that have suffered tremendously because of COVID-19. I don't oppose that. But as the HEROES bill, which I know that you're most likely talking about the HEROES relief bill, what that does, though, is it's a $3 trillion bill. It's the largest bill in United States history. So what's in that $3 trillion relief bill is not just the relief for municipalities that need it here. And I don't oppose relief for municipalities, but I do oppose the way the HEROES Act is currently written, and I would not support that bill. Here are the reasons why I don't support that bill as it's written. Number one, it provides for national bail reform. So you're familiar with what has happened here in New York State with our bail reform. We've had dramatic increase in violence. We are leaving victims in a perpetual state of terror because we're allowing criminals out onto the streets. Violent offenders, violent criminals. We have had episode after episode after episode of that happening. So the HEROES Act actually provides for national bail reform. Anybody over the age of 50 years old would be allowed to be out of jail if they have served almost half of their sentence. I don't agree with that. Number two, it provides for complete mail-in voting without any voter ID restrictions. You do not have to provide voter ID to have any kind of mail-in voting. I think that's very dangerous. I think it undermines the integrity of our elections, and I think that it helps to deconstruct what our country is built on. Number three, there is total funding for sanctuary cities, but there's no funding for our veterans. And as a veteran's wife and the mother of an active duty son, I believe that our veterans deserve to have care, great care first. And number four, it extends the $600 unemployment benefits all the way through 2021. So as a fiscal conservative, what that then does is it hampers the economy, it hampers our businesses, it hampers those industries which I've highlighted before, the food and dining, hospitality industry, it hampers retail trade, it hampers our professional and business sectors from being able to open up, being able to prosper again, being able to bring people back to work. And that's something that we need to do. We have to be able to bring the people back to work. So as the HEROES Act is written, it's $3 trillion. We have no way to pay for any of this. And as the next generation's coming after us, I don't want to put that on top of the debt that we already have, which is astronomical. So I want to open up our economy. And I do support giving relief to our municipalities, but it needs to be a much scaled down relief bill, and it needs to be earmarked specifically. So where is the money going to go? How is it going to be used? Because right now in the HEROES Act, there's no strings attached. So when the money comes, say for example, New York State has asked for $500 billion for their relief bill for the municipalities, but it's not earmarked. So New York State gets to use that $500 billion any way that they want. There's no accountability for exactly how it's going to be used. And, you know, that's not fair to the taxpaying Americans. We want to make sure that how is it going to be used in our communities? Is it going to go to the schools we need it to go to? Is it going to go to the fire departments we need them to go to, the police departments, the you know, is it going to be directly where each community needs it to go. And I think that's really important.
So let me ask you this. Do you think it's right for the Republicans to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg this close to the election after they said that it shouldn't be within a year when Obama made a nomination?
I actually do believe that it's okay for the Republicans, for, you know, it's the president who nominates the Supreme Court justice, and that's very well within the description of his office. It's a constitutional right that the president is the one who nominates the Supreme Court justice, and then it goes to the Senate for their approval. So absolutely, I support that. It's, you know, and frankly, if the Democrats were in control of that right now, that's exactly what they would do. This isn't a matter of who's right, who's wrong. It's what does the constitutional rights say? What's in the scope of the office? Does he have the right to do that? And the answer is yes, he does.
Yeah, but Mitch McConnell wouldn't even allow a vote when Obama made a nomination a year before. That was Obama's right as a president, as you suggest. So why is it different that McConnell will allow a vote now and not then?
Well, it's a different time. It's a different year. I certainly can't speak for Mitch McConnell. I don't know him personally. But as the question relates to, does the president have the authority to nominate a Supreme Court justice? Yes, he does. Does the Senate have the authority to push that nomination through? Yes, they do.
Okay. The president says this election is already rigged. Do you agree?
I'm not sure in what context you're speaking as far as already rigged. Are you talking about mail-in voting?
Yes, he says, he talks about mail-in voting. He's talked all along about how the only way he could lose is if the election were rigged. Now, the great thing about America, of course, is the peaceful transference of power. And now we have a president who is saying, if I lose, it's because it's rigged. Is there something that offends you about that?
I think what's important is to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to use their voice in the voting booth. That's the American way. So what I'm standing up for is to highly encourage every single person that can vote in person to go and do that and to make your voice heard in these elections with who you want to vote for. And I am hoping and believing that the process that we have in place that has stood the test of time over the course of, you know, years and years and years will again work this time. I would like to see a peaceful process take place. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what the American people are hoping for. That's what I'm standing for. That's what I'm believing for. And that's what I'm promoting.
Liz Joy is a candidate for the United States Congress. She's running against Paul Tunko, in office since 2009. Liz, we've now done two of these, and when we come back the next time, I got a lot more for you. So thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Alan. I appreciate it as well.